Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we explore Fast This Way, a groundbreaking book released in 2021. Far from being just another title in the health genre, Fast This Way leverages cutting-edge science alongside the extensive personal experiences of its author, Dave Asprey, to guide readers through sustainable fasting practices designed to enhance longevity and overall health. Dave Asprey, a renowned figure in the world of biohacking, is no stranger to the intersection of technology, biology, and personal health. His journey from tech entrepreneur to the pioneer of bulletproof coffee has been marked by continuous exploration and innovation. Asprey's contributions to the health and wellness community, including multiple New York Times bestsellers like The Bulletproof Diet and Headstrong, have cemented his reputation as a trusted authority in optimizing human performance. Fast This Way is crafted for those grappling with diet-related health issues, individuals intrigued by the potential of biohacking to transform their life, and anyone keen on boosting their self-discipline and mastering their body through the thoughtful application of fasting. Join us as we break down the core principles of Fast This Way, offering insights into how you can integrate fasting into your life in a manner that is both effective and harmonious with your well-being. Fast This Way. Burn fat, heal inflammation, and eat like the high-performing human you were meant to be. Introduction. Discover the power of fasting as a transformative lifestyle choice. Have you ever considered fasting as more than just a trendy diet technique? While it's widely praised by health aficionados and grounded in extensive research for its myriad benefits, such as internal cleansing, weight management, and enhanced bodily efficiency, there's often a misconception that looms large, the belief that fasting equals perpetual hunger. However, this common belief misses the mark. Fasting isn't about struggling through hunger pangs. Instead, it's about intelligently discerning what your body needs and when. This nuanced approach to eating or not eating can realign your body's natural processes in surprisingly beneficial ways. Throughout this narrative, you'll explore effective strategies aimed at newcomers to fasting. Prepare to understand ways to cultivate a healthier sleep routine, essential for complementing a fasting lifestyle. Moreover, the principles of fasting extend far beyond mere eating habits, influencing various aspects of wellness. This narrative invites you to dismantle the lingering anxiety around meal skipping, which many fear could be hazardous. As you learn to comfortably extend the intervals between meals, you'll start to unveil your true dietary needs, thus unlocking a path to a healthier, sharper, and more fulfilled self. Part 1. Embrace the art of self-control through fasting. Imagine this scenario. You're suddenly hit with a craving for French fries, crisp, golden, and satisfying. But what drives this urge? Is it actual hunger or just a craving? Understanding the difference is crucial. Hunger is a natural signal from your body indicating the need for fuel, while cravings are often psychological impulses, frequently amplified by the ubiquitous marketing of the junk food industry. They know just how to make their products the most tantalizing option during your vulnerable moments. This introduces a compelling solution for managing these impulses: fasting. Contrary to what many might think, fasting is not just a diet or lifestyle trend. At its core, fasting embodies a powerful mindset oriented around abstention. It's about harnessing the power to say no, thereby building strength through self-denial. The essence of fasting lies in recognizing what you truly need and seizing control over your desires. When you choose to go without, you disrupt the usual cycle of constant consumption. This pause creates a space for critical reflection. Do I genuinely need that third slice of pizza, or am I just eating out of habit? Is another cup of coffee necessary, or am I just avoiding the discomfort of a little fatigue? Fasting extends beyond food. Consider dopamine fasting, a term popularized by Cameron Sieper, a psychologist from the University of California, San Francisco. By temporarily stepping back from hyper-stimulating activities like social media, you challenge the brain's craving for instant gratification. Instead of succumbing to the endless scroll on Instagram, imagine the focus and calmness you could cultivate by resisting those constant pings and notifications. This concept can be likened to oxygen fasting, practiced by athletes who train in environments with reduced oxygen levels to enhance their lung capacity and endurance. Similarly, many yoga practices emphasize the benefits of controlling one's breath, demonstrating that fasting can be a diverse and adaptable practice. Fasting, then, is not about suffering through deprivation, but about joyfully experiencing empowerment through controlled abstinence. As this practice becomes a regular part of your routine, what once seemed daunting becomes normal, an integrated aspect of mastering self-control and autonomy over your lifestyle choices. Part 2. Ease into fasting with the 16:8 method. When you hear about fasting, it might initially strike a chord of concern. The notion of foregoing your favorite meals or stepping away from social media can indeed feel daunting. Yet, this process of temporarily relinquishing comforts you usually rely on can be profoundly empowering. Interestingly, fasting doesn't truly mean you're relinquishing something forever. Instead, you're temporarily postponing it to establish healthier habits and responses. It's expected to feel a bit uncomfortable initially, but this discomfort is transient and leads to greater personal control and resilience. Over a decade of consistent fasting has led the author to advocate for intermittent fasting as an ideal starting point for novices. One of the most accessible and popular methods for beginners is the 16:8 fast. This involves eating only during an 8-hour window each day, for instance from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and fasting for the remaining 16 hours. Here's the central takeaway. Harness intermittent fasting to gently introduce yourself to the concept of going without. This method is not only manageable but also versatile, easily fitting into a variety of lifestyles. Beyond its simplicity, intermittent fasting offers significant health benefits. It plays a crucial role in regulating insulin levels. By minimizing reliance on overly processed foods, your body starts to utilize stored glucose and reduces excessive insulin production. Moreover, it activates autophagy, a cellular cleanup process that recent research suggests can also slow aging and decrease inflammation. Inflammation is a critical factor here. Similar to how a mosquito bite provokes an inflammatory response, certain foods, especially low-quality processed options, can trigger inflammation. This constant battle against inflammation at a cellular level often manifests as fatigue and can eventually contribute to serious conditions like heart disease, diabetes, and asthma. While the thought of potential morning irritability or hunger, hangriness, might make you hesitant, there are manageable ways to ease into this lifestyle. The author suggests starting your day with a bulletproof coffee. A blend of black coffee, grass-fed butter, and a teaspoon of C8 MCT oil. This enhances your energy levels throughout the morning while maintaining your fasting state effectively through its high-fat content. Part 3. Enhance your health with a varied fasting schedule. While the benefits of fasting, like insulin regulation, inflammation reduction, and autophagy, are scientifically grounded, they can sometimes seem abstract compared to the more immediate and visible results, like weight loss, a common reason many adopt fasting. However, to approach fasting as merely a diet diminishes its broader potential benefits. Traditional diets often focus solely on caloric intake, equating all calories regardless of their source. Yet, it's clear that not all calories are created equal. 100 calories from a fresh salad is radically different from 100 calories from potato chips. Moreover, strictly limiting calories can lead to intense cravings, which doesn't help in establishing long-term healthy eating habits. In contrast, intermittent fasting adjusts when and how to eat, which can guide your body to more effectively manage and utilize its energy sources. But the real transformation lies in adapting an inconsistent fasting routine, which can keep your metabolism flexible and robust. Let's dive deeper into this strategy. The key message highlights the importance of variation in fasting routines to optimize body function. Different fasting durations initiate different processes in the body. After finishing your last meal of the day, it typically takes about 4 to 16 hours before your body begins to tap into stored energy. During this shift, your body converts glycogen into glucose, releasing adrenaline and cortisol, and providing an energy boost. For those practicing OMAD, one meal a day, the fasting period extends even further, leading the body into ketosis. In ketosis, the body burns fat for fuel, producing ketones for energy. This process can help in reducing weight, lowering triglycerides, and increasing HDL cholesterol levels, as recent studies have shown. However, the benefits of such intense fasting routines, like OMAD, are not meant to be sustained daily, as they can disrupt sleep, reduce sex hormone levels, and even affect hair health. Hence, the recommendation is to mix it up. Begin your week with a high-protein, high-fat breakfast. Alternate between OMAD and shorter fasts during the week, and allow yourself some leniency with cheat days on weekends. This varied approach not only staves off the monotonous cravings, but also keeps both your mind and body agile, adapting continually to an ever-changing environment. Such flexibility in your fasting regimen is key to sustaining both physical robustness and mental sharpness. Part 4. Synchronize your sleep and fasting for optimal health. It's a curious societal norm that many individuals would prefer to sacrifice sleep rather than skip meals. While skipping a meal now and then isn't detrimental, lack of sleep can seriously undermine your health. A good night's sleep, ranging from 6.5 to 8 hours, isn't just refreshing. It's also critically protective and healing. Adequate sleep reduces the risk of severe health issues like cancer and heart attacks, supports cellular repair, and reduces brain inflammation through the activation of the glymphatic system, which expels cellular waste. Interestingly, the time you spend sleeping naturally counts as fasting, which can be beneficial, especially when extended slightly after you wake up. This extension can lead to increased levels of human growth hormone, HGH, which enhances fat burning and muscle building. The key message here is that healthy sleep supports your fasting, and healthy fasting supports your sleep. Sleep patterns and eating schedules are interlinked, influencing one another. Eating late can interfere with your sleep because your body remains active digesting food, which disrupts the circadian rhythm. Elevated glucose and insulin levels during sleep can cause you to wake up intermittently, leading to grogginess the next morning. Research from the University of California, San Diego advises a 3-hour gap between your last meal and bedtime to help lower blood sugar levels significantly. Aligning your sleep and fasting schedules could look something like ending your eating by 8 p.m. and heading to bed after 11 o'clock p.m., a regimen that many find feasible. Furthermore, maintaining your circadian rhythm involves reducing exposure to artificial light before bedtime. Dim household lights and switch off electronic devices like TVs, laptops, and smartphones in the evening. These devices emit light that stimulates hormone production, keeping your brain alert when it should be winding down. Remember, adopting a new regimen such as this one can be challenging at first. You might experience sleep disturbances or have social engagements that interfere with your new routine. Yet, these early hurdles are part of the adjustment process and offer learning curves. For instance, a late dinner could tangibly teach the importance of not eating too close to bedtime, reinforcing the benefits of your new fasting and sleep schedule. Part 5. Boost your workout performance by enhancing metabolic flexibility. Fasting does more than challenge your dependency on constant food intake. It equips you to excel, especially when it comes to physical activities like your workout routine. It may seem counterintuitive to hit the gym on an empty stomach, particularly if you're accustomed to carb loading or using sugary sports drinks to power through intense sessions. But relying on glucose alone can actually hinder your weight loss efforts. By integrating intermittent fasting into your life, you've been practicing not just discipline, but also metabolic flexibility. This term describes your body's capability to switch smoothly between burning carbs, sugar, and fats for energy. Here's the key message. Metabolic flexibility allows you to efficiently exercise even on fasting days. Variability is beneficial at the cellular level. While your body naturally prefers using sugar for energy, in its absence, it adapts to burn fat instead through a process called ketosis. Switching regularly between these two energy sources enhances your cell's ability to derive energy from both, improving overall energy efficiency. Utilizing fat stores as energy isn't just about weight management. Fats pack more energy per unit than carbohydrates and come with anti-inflammatory properties that can alleviate exercise-induced discomfort and aid hydration. When you conclude your exercise and are ready to end your fast, incorporating a balanced amount of carbohydrates is advisable. This practice continues to promote metabolic agility, reinforcing your body's strength and adaptability. Another technique to foster metabolic flexibility is hot-cold therapy. Try finishing your showers with a cold blast. Initially, it might be unpleasant, but this mild stress boosts the production of cardiolipin, a lipid that enhances the body's heat production. Studies suggest that cold therapy not only elevates your mood, but also strengthens your immune system, eases pain, and supports weight management. Lastly, it's vital to maintain realistic expectations about your body's appearance. Media portrayals often showcase unattainable body standards, achieved by extreme measures like prolonged fasting and diuretics. Rather than striving for this unsustainable ideal, focus on nourishing your body with quality food, regular exercise, and sufficient sleep. This holistic approach will help you sustain a strong, healthy body image that reflects what's genuinely achievable. Part 6. Creating a fasting regimen that works for women. Fasting offers a plethora of benefits, but implementing a one-size-fits-all approach may not yield the best results, especially for women. Most fasting research and plans are predominantly based on male subjects, leaving a significant gap in tailored advice for women and their unique physiological needs. Distinct physiological differences, particularly women's capacity for reproduction, make them more sensitive to fasting. A heightened stress response can be triggered in women when fasting is perceived as a threat to reproductive health, leading to a reduction in crucial hormones necessary for conserving bodily resources. In extremes, such as overly rigorous intermittent fasting, some women have reported sleep disruptions, hair loss, irregular menstrual cycles, and even temporary infertility. Here's the critical takeaway. Women should develop a fasting plan that specifically catered to their unique needs. The approach here should be one of moderation and mindful adjustment. For instance, starting with a 14-hour fast instead of 16 might be more manageable and less stressful on the body. Moreover, it might be beneficial to schedule intense workouts on non-fasting days to prevent undue stress. Incorporating bulletproof coffee during fasting periods can also help mitigate some of the body's stress responses associated with fasting. These are not rigid rules, but rather guidelines to help avoid triggering a famine stress reaction in the body. If signs of stress or strong cravings for fatty, salty foods emerge, integrating Himalayan salt and grass-fed butter into your diet may help alleviate these symptoms. Additionally, a focus on maintaining adequate iron levels is crucial, as deficiencies can lead to fatigue and disrupted menstrual cycles. Before embarking on any fasting regimen, it is imperative, especially for women, to consult with a healthcare provider. This becomes even more crucial if you are breastfeeding, planning to conceive, dealing with fertility issues, have irregular menstrual cycles, are underweight, or have a history of eating disorders. Pregnancy is a condition where fasting should be completely avoided. While women can reap substantial benefits from fasting just as men can, the approach should be cautiously personalized. Gradual initiation, close monitoring of diet, and attentive supplementation, along with mindful observation of stress indicators, are key. Listen closely to what your body communicates and adjust accordingly to make fasting a beneficial part of your wellness routine. Part 7. Explore deeper self-awareness through fasting. Embarking on a fasting journey, you may initially notice some overt changes, especially concerning your relationship with food. Perhaps the way cravings emerge during stress becomes more apparent. Or you might discover that hunger is not always a desperation, but sometimes just a fleeting sensation. Yet, fasting's influence transcends the mere physical. It might heighten your sensory perceptions, making meals seem more aromatic, or the colors of your food appear more vibrant. This acute awareness alters your perception of your surroundings and is a key reason fasting is central to many religious and spiritual practices, whether in Christianity, Judaism, Islam, or Buddhism. Fasting serves not just as an act of discipline or sacrifice, but as a conduit to deeper connections with the world. Here's a vital takeaway. Fasting allows you to explore facets of your being that go beyond the physical. Approach fasting as you would a meditation that extends through your entire being, weaving joy into its fabric. Embracing this aspect is essential because the essence of fasting lies not in austerity, but in the mindful celebration of self-control. Indeed, pleasure plays a significant role in this journey. An intriguing aspect to highlight is the heightened intensity of orgasms during extended fasting periods for both genders. However, it's interesting to note that for men, testosterone levels tend to dip the day following ejaculation. This observation echoes Taoist teachings, which advise men to conserve their energy and discourage frequent ejaculation, while encouraging women to embrace their sexual experiences freely. As you proceed, remember to refrain from harsh self-judgments. Perhaps your fasting ambitions were too grand, or an unexpected stressor led to an unplanned break. If you find yourself munching on a cookie, don't chastise yourself. See it as a revelation of a deeper spiritual toxin like perfectionism or excessive rigidity. Enjoy the cookie and view it as part of your spiritual and self-discovery path. Fasting, after all, is not just about food. It's about learning and growing through every experience it brings your way. Final summary. Fasting transcends the conventional notions of hunger and deprivation. It's not an ordeal meant to test your endurance of suffering, nor is it merely about skipping meals. Instead, fasting serves a deeper purpose. It minimizes biological distractions at the cellular level and quiets the mental chatter, enhancing clarity and awareness. Here's the pivotal message. Fasting is fundamentally an exercise in self-discipline. It teaches the art of abstinence, not for the sake of denial, but to deepen understanding of your true needs and desires. By temporarily renouncing usual pleasures or necessities, fasting offers a chance to reset, to evaluate what is essential, and to regain focus on what truly sustains and enriches your life. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, Happy reading and happy listening.